Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Anna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Anna. Doing very well today. How may I help you?
Okay. I have a 9-year-old son and have been in a long-distance relationship for about 2 years now, and my fiancé has been transferred to where I live to Tampa, and
okay.
He'll be arriving in like 2 months, and we're planning on getting married in about 6 months. And the problem is now that my daughter's father has like started a campaign against my fiance and telling my daughter to she's been saying, I don't want to be around you when you're with him, and they usually get along fine. And now she's been saying,
all right, like, let me ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
He's not living with you, is he?
No.
Okay, good girl. Good for you. Because I know it's tempting. So how often did you see the long-distance guy when you were long-distance? How often would you see him?
About once a month.
How often do you see him now?
I've known him for like 17 years.
Okay. How often do you see him now?
The same, about once a month.
So what's her objection? I thought he just moved to where you are.
No, he's going to be moving to where I live in about 2 months.
Okay. So nothing's changed. So what's Miss Charm School graduate complaining about at this moment?
Because now it seems like, I guess the father knows that he's moving in closer, so he tells me with her, well, she doesn't want to be with her, right? And then with him, and then...
Okay, all right, here are a couple things. How long have you been divorced?
For 6 years.
Okay.
But this is the first person I've had a relationship since.
I got it. Does Dad have a relationship with anybody or not?
No.
Okay. How often does your daughter see her dad?
Once a week. Like on weekends. She spends weekends with him and every other Wednesday.
Okay. So did your daughter say anything, or did this come through your ex?
No, now she's saying when we're at the ex, I want you to be together with my father. I don't want you to be with him. And then
okay.
The ex is saying, I got a prophecy that we're going to be together in front of my daughter.
All right. Now, who got the prophecy? Your husband did? Your ex-husband?
Yeah, my ex-husband and my daughter did too. He's saying that she did
great.
Too.
All right. Perfect. We don't care. All right, so when your daughter comes to you and says, I don't want you to be with this dude, you and Dad should get back together, what do you say?
That we're not getting back together. She starts crying hysterically and, you know, don't you love my father? And I say, well, you know, I love him as the father of my child. He's your father, but I'm not in love with him. I'm in love with somebody else, and I want to be with somebody else. And I have to move on, and we're not going to be together ever.
Okay. Have you and her dad spent, like, holidays together over the last 6 years?
In the beginning, yes.
Like, when did we stop doing this?
Like, let's say 3.5 years ago.
Okay. Well, you can, for those of you, I'm not really fussing so much at you, Anna, but for people who are listening, you can see why it seems like a great idea, and it's not. If you and your ex are, you're sure that you're never going to get back, if you were the last human being on the earth, you're not going to be back with that person, don't spend holidays. And I know it's much more logistically challenging to have your kid go back and forth, but you're setting up an unrealistic expectation in the kid's head that, oh, well, they'll get back together. So, again, I'm not so much fussing at you as everybody else who's listening who thinks, well, look, as long as we're not enemies, why don't we spend holidays together? This is why not. All right. So the first thing you're going to say to your daughter is let her go. And, I mean, it sounds like she's a drama queen anyway. Let her go and be a drama queen. And when she says, you know, I had this prophecy that you and Dad are going to be together, and say, great. That if that prophecy comes true, then at some, you know, 100 years from now, we'll say, wow, wasn't that interesting. But for right now, it's not going to happen. Here's the deal, daughter of mine. In the next decade, you're going to start dating. And I'm not going to be allowed to choose who you're going to date. You can't choose who I'm going to date either. And I know that you didn't ask to be born. I know that you have a mother and a father. And I know that in your life it would be much simpler if we're together. But that's not the reality. So here's the deal, that I'm not going to pick the people you're going to date. You're not going to pick the people I'm going to date. Now, so that's number one, is that we just read her the riot act. I mean, she's being a spoiled brat, and don't succumb to it. And with the L word, could say, look, your dad and I try very hard to be friends, but we don't get along together. This is, and it sounds like, why did the two of you get divorced, actually?
Well, we got divorced because things weren't working out, because he had a son from his previous marriage that was, like, ruling the house. So so if whatever he wanted, we had to do whatever his son wanted, and it was, like, difficult.
Well, but you're doing the same thing again. Whatever mistakes he made with his son, he and your daughter and you are now making with your daughter, which is she gets to determine, and she doesn't.
Okay. See, I don't know. I just don't know. I feel like I'd be forcing her to, okay, so you have to be with me, like I'm forcing her. I don't know.
All right, now, let's go, a couple things. So the first issue, though, is you don't get to choose who my mate is. You have a father that Henry is not going to try and be your father. He is going to be my husband at some point. Although I'm not sure why you're engaged to somebody that you've been seeing, that you've basically, I know you've known him forever, but if I were you, I don't know that I would view it as engaged. I would view it as engaged to be engaged, and don't have him live with you. And you need to date him. I mean, seeing somebody once a month is real different than and whoever he was 17 years ago. So I would probably back off a little bit, not for your daughter's sake, but for your sake. But that's a sprinkle on the icing. That's not the major issue. The major issue, his daughter doesn't get to determine who's going to live with you. Second of all, at some point, daughter may say, okay, I'm going to go live with Dad, at which point you quietly go, yay! Because especially if you're getting married, that having a couple of a while where you don't have to deal with a princess on a day-to-day basis is a great gift to stabilizing your marriage, because otherwise you run the risk of being in exactly the same situation with the new guy that you were with your ex, which is the child ruling the roost. And she certainly has a temperament to do it. So she says, I'm going to go live with Dad. You could say, look, I will miss you greatly, but I know you love your dad, and that's fine, and we'll work how I see you on weekends. So that would be a great, it's very like she's going to threaten it, and it's a great idea. I mean, and it's going to happen sooner or later anyway, but and you're not allowed to sort of do the little happy dance, because that will scar her, and I don't need her as a lifelong patient. All right, so that's number two. Number three is your ex doesn't get any vote in this. And if he comes to you and says, well, she says this, you say, look, and what you can say to your daughter, you don't even need to say it to your ex. You can say, he's the one with the facial hair, hopefully. If you've got a problem with him, you go to him about it. You've got a problem with me, you come to me about it. It doesn't sound to me that she's particularly shy about coming to you and saying, you know, I don't want him, you know, I had this, you know, this prophecy. And you could say, well, I have the prophecy that I was going to win the lottery. So let's see how we're doing on prophecies. Let's write them all down. But, I mean, part of it is you just have to man up. Your ex does not get a vote. Your daughter really doesn't get a vote. And which gets us to the last kind of thing, which is do not live with this dude. And she doesn't have to, she doesn't have to do business with him to begin with. And it sounds like she's already met him, but just back off a little bit. I would back off the engagement, not because of her, and I don't think you necessarily have to tell her, because you don't want to give her the ammunition to say, well, if mom, you know, if I don't like him, then mom's not going to marry him. But you don't know this. You don't know this guy, and certainly your daughter is one of the issues, and you've already been through that awful situation where a kid is telling the grown-ups what to do. But you don't need to get into it again.
Concerns that she, if I like back off and say, okay, so you can live with your father, or well, then we're not gonna get to, that she'll feel like, okay, so I'm able to control everything, so then
no, that's two different things. that she gets a vote in which parent she lives with. I mean, the courts would give her a vote as well. That's not backing off anything. What you're doing is she doesn't get to determine who you date, but she certainly gets a vote in where she lives. Hang on. We'll go through this again. Hang on for me. 855-99-37569. We'll come back, finish up with Anna. We've got Helen and Lynn. I'll get to you all. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Anna, who has got kind of a recalcitrant 9-year-old who's saying, I don't want you to be with this new guy because I had a prophecy that you and Dad were going to be together. And I said, you know, that she's not allowed to determine that it's up to it's up to you to determine whom you're going to date, not your daughter. And when she decides she's going to go live with her dad, that's going to happen. That's inevitable. And but I think rather than viewing it as, well, she got her way of just saying, listen, I absolutely understand that you love your dad, and at some point I think it makes some sense for you to spend more time with him.
Okay. So, and how do I deal? Because sometimes we do go together, like, to her games and that, so that we shouldn't do that anymore. Because
The point is that you're giving her the idea that the two of you are really a couple, and you're not. And I think it's perfectly okay to go to the games. I think it's okay to certainly be... to be pleasant to him, but you shouldn't. I mean, it's a date.
Exactly. Okay. So, right. And how do I deal with him that he starts crying in front of my daughter and saying he's depressed and that we're going to be together?
Well, then he should find himself a therapist.
Okay. And should I get a therapist, like, for my daughter, like, to deal with him telling her all these things?
You can ask her if she'd like to talk with somebody about it. That's fine.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. You had talked about a person that goes up to other people, groups of people that are talking, and interrupts and is, you know, kind of annoying and that. And that could be me. Anyway, I think I'm a nice person and everything, and when I'm in a group, I look for people that are alone, but sometimes in some groups, there's nobody alone, if you know what I mean.
All right. Let me give you a little help here, Helen, and good for you for that sort of painful but useful kind of insight. Yes, going up to somebody who's alone makes more sense. But if they're not alone, just go up and stand quietly. You don't and wait till there's a break in the conversation and said, gee, you know, you guys look like you were having a great discussion. Is it okay if I just listen in?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I never thought of asking.
Yeah, exactly. Because then they're not viewing you as intrusive. You've already basically given them a compliment in that you're saying, you know, that you guys look like you're interested. It also, because you're announcing your presence, but you're not intruding. And I think that that's the way to do it. Just say, is it okay if I just hang, you guys just look like this was an interesting group of people. Is it okay? I don't know anybody here. Is it okay if I just kind of hang with you, you know,
nice.
Listen?
Yeah,
okay?
That's a nice approach.
There you go.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Good. You're most welcome. All right?
Thank you.
855-99-DR-JOY. Lynn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Lynn.
Dr. Joy. I have two questions. One is, you must see an awful lot of movies. And do you ever find that if you watch, you must watch multiple movies in an evening. Do you ever find that the second movie you don't enjoy as much because you did just watch a movie?
It's a good question. So let me answer them in order. Yeah, I do see an awful lot of movies. Not really. I mean, and I think part of it's kind of like, let me just give you a metaphor. Like if you go to a restaurant and you order an appetizer and the appetizer sucks, then there's, but the entree is fine. Or let's say the appetizer is great and the entree sucks. I mean, it may be if the first one you see is terrific that you're going to be a little more, a little bit more, it's not even expecting because they're quite often, you know, there are evenings where I've seen three movies, believe it or not, and I've loved all three of them. There are evenings where I've hated the first movie, hated the second one, loved the third. So for some reason, I think part of it is just I genuinely love movies. And when the lights go down, I swear to you, I hyperventilate, even though I probably see 350 movies a year easily. So, and it really doesn't influence me. And whether sometimes they now send me the DVD sometimes, so I'm watching at home. And I'll tell you that there's the only advantage of watching a really lousy DVD at home is I can sometimes fast forward through it. There was one, I was trying to remember what I watched. There are a couple I watched over the weekend, and I thought, this movie's a waste of my time, but there has to be some, because part of it is, I guess, I am just an unreformed optimist. I think, well, there has to be something here. I mean, and so I'll quite often go through them, and there was I'm trying to remember what I saw over the weekend that I thought, this is really doesn't work for me. And then it did. So, no, I really can keep them separate in my head, that they really don't influence one another. I suppose the only real downside is that if I've seen a really good movie and then a mediocre one may look a little more mediocre than it might have if I'd... But I'm aware of it. For example, I voted over the weekend for on the drama desk for theater. And I remember talking with somebody before I got my ballot and said, we're talking about something that was sort of an iffy play. And I said, this year it's not going to get anything. Last year it probably would have done okay because they're just the competition was much less strong. So I guess part of the advantage of seeing all those movies and seeing all that theater is that not only you don't they don't really influence one another because you've seen so many, and that you have the expectation that for this last year this one would have done okay. It's not going to do very well this year because the competition is just better. So if that's any comfort, is that any comfort?
Interesting. I was curious, and I know I always value your opinion. I went to see Selma because you liked it so much, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great, but left to my own devices, that would not have been one that I would have gone to see.
Well, that's kind of part of the fun for me, is of both movies and theater, of sending you to things that you probably wouldn't have gone to on your own. And for me, I mean, the great stuff everybody's going to go see. The horrible stuff, I mean, you know, you'll hear that I'll say, it's not worth it, or everybody's going to go see it. It's still not very good. But I really view it as one of the true gifts of what I get to do, is to send you to something you might not ordinarily have seen on your own that I think you really like. So, in fact, I just saw, it's a Japanese anime, which is not my, animation in general is not my favorite, although I've come to like it better than I used to, just because I think there's the improvements that have been fantastic. And it's something called Marnie Was Here, and it's Japanese, as I said. It's because it's a cartoon, because it's anime, that they can, they don't have to do subtitles, they can just dub it. So here are all these Japanese people speaking perfect English, of course, which I know many Japanese do, but... And it's a story that is, you know, that you're having some trouble with it. It's a very sophisticated story, which, again, is not really, animation and sophistication do not necessarily go hand in hand. But it's one of those things that I thought, it's not really a kid's movie. The animation isn't really that spectacular, like How to Train Your Dragon. I thought it was the animation, even if there was no, you know, no soundtrack to it, would have been wonderful. But this one, I thought, there really is something here. So I mean, part of it is, I guess, just a great love of movies, so that I don't smush them together. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold, and if there's something else you want to talk about, I'll get back to you. If not, thanks for your question. I appreciate it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7769. Okay, Lynn, you said you had something else you wanted to chat with me about?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the phenomenon of when someone borrows money and then they have such scorn for the person that they borrowed it from.
Well, how
do they go from being so grateful and I'll have it back to you in 2 weeks, Well, that dirty, rotten scoundrel, they make so much money, they just should have given me this money.
All right.
How does that flip a switch like that?
All right, if you had to guess, what would you guess?
I'm just befuddled.
Okay. Well, I think there are two things. First of all, especially if they can't pay it back, then they're embarrassed. the idea being that the best defense is good offense. So, you know, I'll get it back to you in 2 weeks. Did the person pay the money back?
Eventually. Because okay. I'm like a pit bull on my money.
All right.
I was not making a gift.
All right. Here's the deal. If I come to you and say, Lynn, I'd like to borrow $200 and I'll get it back to you in a month. First of all, the smartest thing you're going to say is, okay. I mean, the smartest thing you can say is no, but none of us do that. I mean, you know, neither a borrower nor a lender be. And because my theory has always been, if they really need it and I can spare it, I will give it to, you know, I'll give it to them. But here's the deal, that you really need to treat any loan as a gift because you're likely to lose both the money and the friend. And the only way to do that, and so because the obvious answer if somebody's saying, can I borrow some money, is saying, you know, I'm really tapped out. I'd love to do it. You know, maybe there's something I can do to help you, but I just don't have the extra money. But most of us are not, even though it is the right answer because it's the safest answer, that most of us don't do that. So if you're going to loan somebody some money in your head, you have to think of it as a gift. So if you get it back, great. Then at least you'll get it back, and you may or may not have lost a friend, but at least you'll get the money back. But that's in your head. In terms of how you deal with the other person, you can say, great, but here's the deal. I would rather lose the money than lose you as a friend. So let's sign a contract that says this is what you're going to do, and I don't want to have to bother you about it, that I'm perfectly willing to do this on the understanding severalfold. Number one, that it doesn't damage the friendship, which is spitting in the wind, but you can at least try. Second of all, that we sign a contract. And third of all, it's your responsibility to pay it back. I'm not going to come after you. I expect you to take this seriously. And once it's in writing, if you really think you're not going to be able to do it, you need to tell me before we sign this. And then at least you have a piece of paper so you can say, you don't even have to send them an email. You can just take a picture of the contract and text it to them. All right.
What about this? We all know someone, or we've heard of people saying, I need money. The baby is throwing up blood,
right,
or the baby needs diapers.
Right.
I need money for this. And
my mother needs an operation.
That's not true. It's actually, I want money for beer and cigarettes, but nobody's going to ask for a loan for that. So
well,
when
of
you
course.
Don't give them the money, they say, can you believe that? My baby.
All right, let me deal with this and help you deal with this. What if some? All right. Again, the whole point is once you've given somebody the money, it's out of your hands, and hopefully you have that either in your own head, the money's gone, so if it ever comes back, you win, which means you don't ever loan it.
But in this instance, you're the dirty dog for not loaning it.
Wait, I'm getting
place.
There.
You're
Lynn, I haven't forgotten. Just follow along on this, all right? So it's my scientific training. You got to cover all the bases, all right? So the idea being that you say that in your own mind that you don't loan any money that you can't afford to, with the understanding it's probably not going to come back. If it comes back, you win, they win, everything's fine. But once you've given the money, what they spend it for, I actually sent a relative, they didn't have health insurance, and I actually sent them a fairly significant amount of money to cover their health insurance, and they went on a cruise. Which taught me a couple things. First of all, don't send the money. Second of all, once it's sent, it's not up to you. But in the case of that my kid needs diapers, what I'd say is what kind do they need, and I would go and buy the diapers. I would not give anybody that I thought was really using my money for beer and cigarettes who said that they needed it for their baby, that if it gets your conscience enough, then you buy the diapers. You don't ever give anybody like that money. But once you've given somebody money, how they spend it is up to them. And what you can say is, look, I don't want to be put in the position of determining how you spend the money, so I just don't have it. All right, so why did people turn ugly? Well, they turn ugly because, first of all, they're embarrassed to have to borrow money. I mean, I think anybody who has to borrow money is embarrassed, number one. Number two, the idea that you're trying to move it into a business-like realm may or may not save you. But when they can't pay it back, they only have two options. Either to look at their own behavior and say, what is wrong with me that I can't, that I could, first of all, that I can't afford this. Second of all, that I said I would do something that I'm not doing it, and that I would rip off a friend. So most people are not willing to do that. So what they say is, Lynn could afford it. Why didn't she give it to me? Because it's much easier to make you the bad guy than to look at their own behavior and say, why did I need it? Why can I not live within my own means? Why did I sign a contract? And why am I not paying it back? So it's much easier to just make you the bad guy. And the only way to be the good guy in all of this is to give them the money and say, no, it's my pleasure, and they're going to come and get you again. So every time you give them the money, you can be St. Lynn the Divine. But people, it does not bring out, nobody says, oh, I love my bank. Right? The bank is the place. And the joke is, banks will only loan you money if you can prove you don't need it. So when they go to a friend, and let me give you a different way of thinking about this, which may help. And I've told the story before, but it's kind of my way of dealing with the fact that we shouldn't borrowers or lenders be. So somebody came to me and said, this was about maybe 10 years ago. They said I didn't even know them very well. They were actually people who knew the person I was dating at that time, which of course makes it even more tenuous and more awful. And they said, we really want to do this. And I said, well, how much would it cost? And they said, I think it was $1,000, which is not an insignificant amount of money. And they said, it's really, really important, and, I really want to do it. And in a moment of complete stupidity, I said, I'll give you $1,000. I've always been, since I've been very young, I've always given away about 25% of my before-tax income, and I don't make that much money. I just have always felt like I was very blessed, and my deal with the universe is, okay, I'll give back, it's not even altruism. It just makes me feel safer in the world. It's just what I do. So I'm not asking for anything other than it just works for me. So I said, I'll give you $1,000. I didn't think anything more about it because I thought, crap, if they had $1,000, they wouldn't be borrowing. And if they're going to borrow it, where are they going to get $1,000 to pay it back? So I didn't even think any more about it. And I knew. I mean, she said borrow it, and I knew. And I was not quite as sophisticated about money borrowing. I'd had a couple more awful experiences since then. So fast forward, forgot about wasn't dating the guy anymore. Christmas, about 5 years later, I get this lovely sort of embroidered quilt in the mail with a check for $1,000. She said, it was an experience of a lifetime. I'm sorry it's taken so long to pay it back. You're never out of my thoughts. I'm so grateful. Thank you. And my first thought was I called her and said, thank you. My first thought was to say, look, I'm sending you the check back. And I thought, wait a minute. This is a mark of respect for her and for me. So I actually knew somebody at the time who was in some dire straits. And I said, look, I'm sending you a check for $1,000. I couldn't send that check. I put that one in the bank and wrote another check to this person and said, I'm giving you a check for $1,000. With the idea being that at some point, when you can, you give somebody else this money. You don't have to give it back to me, but you give it to somebody else. You play it forward. And for me, that's been a way of sort of, and so I kind of in my head, earmark, I know all of my listeners are not going to be sending me requests for money. Don't do it, folks. You have to go through the charity thing. But for me, it was a way of saying, I can't, that I am blessed, that I live frugally, and so this is, if I can do something that makes me feel good about it and give somebody else some pleasure, I'm kind of willing to do it. But you can see, I really did follow my own advice. I had written it off. I didn't know the person very well to begin with, so it wasn't that it damaged the friendship, because there really wasn't much of a friendship there. It was just somebody I knew and had been very kind to me, but I didn't know her very well. And the person who I wrote the second check to has actually been back in touch to say, this is what I did with the money. And so for me,
very nice.
It's a way of sort of, and what I do is I kind of mentally put aside a certain amount of money to do that. But man, you'd say no to somebody on the subway and they will spit on you. So it's just the human behavior of, it's embarrassing to have to ask. Getting it feels good, but makes me feel lousy, and I'm never going to be grateful. The charity always feels better to the donor than the recipient. Put you on hold if you have anything else. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so Reese Witherspoon got clobbered by the Avengers over the weekend, which is not much of a surprise. But we're not very surprised about that. Avengers has done exceptionally well. That the last two weekend, or not, that the combination of Avengers and Fast and Furious has really helped Hollywood. They're both really clobbering everything else. Got some movies. I mean, as I said, I send you to small little movies, though, in case if I had to choose between Fast and Furious and Avengers, which would I choose? probably, believe it or not, Fast and Furious. They're both too long. They're both too noisy. But there's a lot more heart in Fast and Furious, I suppose because of Paul Walker, than there is in Avengers. I like the Avengers. I mean, I like Iron Man. I just think this one was too noisy, too long, too many plots, too many characters. I mean, it's a popcorn movie, right? All right, so there's a new study out, which is asking if you're looking for love in all the wrong places. And, I mean, this one just seems to me so duh. All right, they went to the University of South Alabama, 100 students, which not very many, 70 female, 30 male, ages 18 to 38. I'm fascinated about where they get all these 38-year-olds on college campuses, but what do I know? All right, so they asked them what they're looking for. They're looking for a long-term relationship or a fling, all right? And again, I mean, this is it's hard to think about 22-year-olds thinking about long-term relationships, but maybe. I mean, less and less so these days. So they call them niches about where you would meet people. All right, here are long-term possibilities. Class, organizations, religions, religious affiliations, work, gym, coffee shop, volunteer groups, neighborhood conferences, and the park. Short, and you can tell they're young. Short term, bar, nightclub, party, dance club, beach, wedding, gym, concert, fraternity party, or neighborhood. Now, neighborhood showed up in both. Isn't that interesting? Gym showed up in both. All right. Now, then they examined personality traits. They had participants complete questionnaires that assessed their traits of narcissism, psychopathology, and Machiavellianism, known as the dark triad. Sorry. And then they did something called a hexaco, honesty, humility, emotionality, extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, and openness. I mean, basically, you're a good angel or you're a bad angel, I guess. Things like this just make me giggle. What did they find? The traits, the dark triad, predicted more use of short-term niches, but not use of long-term niches. Like, duh! I mean, if you're the Antichrist, do you think you're really looking for a relationship? I don't think so. In addition, the traits of agreeableness, conscientiousness, and openness were correlated with going to long-term. I mean, why did they bother? I don't even know. Joyce, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a friend who, I guess my basic question to you is there such a thing as, like, cybernetic mind control? She, you know, she feels that and knows that her computer and everything else has been, you know, hacked, but also feels and says that different things have happened to her where she has found, some kind of instrument in her arm. She feels.
How old is your friend?
She's 50.
How often do you see this person?
I don't see her very often. I'm just talking with her, and that's why I'm just wondering if there's...
Does she live alone?
She did until just a few days ago. I mean, she had somebody until a few days ago, yeah.
And who was the person who she was living with?
Well, that was the person that she was living with was somebody that she knew, but she felt was involved in this and perhaps the cause of it. And so she said that the person had to go, which the person has gone. And she feels things are getting better, but not 100%.
Okay. First of all, it's really a classic definition of paranoia, isn't it? That people are out to get me, the computer is an obvious focus these days because there's so much information that goes into the computer. But that, I mean, the idea of the idea of something physically, people have said that they were getting instructions from their phone or from when they turned on their radio. So electronics in general have always been a focus of paranoia because because we don't really understand how they work, to be very honest, right? I mean, we don't really understand. We know that we can talk into a telephone, but we don't really understand how it works. So it seems magical. So if it's something that's magical, then it could, and the magic can work one direction, then in theory it could work the other as well. And so radios, telephones, computers, televisions, cars, beepers, almost anything that has electronics attached to it, TiVos, DVDs, beta players, iPads, iPods, are all sources where people think that they're being controlled because they really don't understand the mechanics of it. And quite often there is a physical component that where people say that they've been kidnapped by aliens. There's a famous anal probe. So I think your friend is in trouble. And what you need to do is say, gee, that must feel terrible to feel that way. Don't you think talking to somebody might help? And she's saying, well, I'm talking to you, and you need to say somebody who maybe has a little bit more expertise than I do. Because the person, for the person who's experiencing this at that moment, it feels very real. And it's very common to accuse people of doing it or stealing things from them or trying to control their mind or try to convince them to do things. So I think your friend is in trouble. And if there's somebody that you can, either you can go and deal with her face to face or someone else can, but she's very likely not sleeping. It may escalate. And as you can imagine, medication is a real problem because people who feel like this way feel that someone's trying to control their mind or they're trying to poison them. Do you know if this has been an ongoing issue for her or it's recent?
She said that the hacking and all that has been several years, you know, as far as the computer.
Yeah.
And she alleges that whenever she goes to buy a computer or buy a cell phone or whatever, before she even gets out of the store, it's already, you know, compromised.
Yeah, she's in trouble. I mean, this is a sort of classic paranoid schizophrenia. So I think she needs some help. And what you can say is, it must feel terrible to feel that way. What if you talked with somebody about this? Okay, because she's in trouble, right? And she feels she's very frightened. All right, let me put you on hold for just a second. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.